The new study by PricewaterhouseCoopers puts Alaska at third in the nation in per capita maritime jobs with an estimated 4.3 thousand jobs and worker income of over $344 million a year. The maritime industry serves a waterway network in Alaska of over 5.4 thousand miles, which is the largest such network in the nation. Senator Lisa Murkowski touted the new report by noting that the maritime industry provides vital services necessary for Alaska's economy and quality of life. Senator Mark Begich also spoke to the new study by confirming that he will use his chairmanship of the Oceans, Fisheries, and Coast Guard Subcommittee in the Senate to make Alaska a worldwide hub for maritime activity as shipping in the Arctic increases. The new study was specifically focused on the domestic maritime industry, and many lawmakers are touting the Jones Act as a way to protect that industry. Congressman Don Young believes the Jones Act is necessary to maintaining a viable U.S. merchant marine fleet. The new study puts the overall economic impact of the domestic maritime industry to the Alaska economy at over $1 billion a year, including over $344 million in direct wages. The new study includes information about the shipbuilding industry in Alaska. For instance, the shipbuilding industry is believed to account for about $108 million in annual economic impact, with over 1,100 associated jobs. Worker income in the shipbuilding industry in Alaska is estimated at over $63.9 million a year. The study finds that more than 38 million tons of domestic maritime cargo originates from Alaska each year, with over 17 million tons of that cargo going to Washington State. Just over 11 million tons goes to California. The domestic cargo sent into the state of Alaska using maritime routes totals over 8.8 million tons a year, with over 2.9 million tons coming from Washington State. About 150,000 tons comes from California. The study indicates the domestic maritime industry includes over 40,000 vessels, 478,000 jobs, and a total economic impact to the nation of over $92 billion. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.